Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. We are getting set to finally play baseball. It's the Biloxi Shockers and the Mississippi Braves. As always on Fridays for today's pregame interview, we are joined by Shockers manager Joe Arold. Skip, thanks much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
How excited are you to finally be playing baseball? It has been a grand total of 15 innings this week in two games.
Yeah, ready to go. I mean, you know, it's getting a little break in there, couple days off. But we've been getting our work in the cage, doing some things yesterday. At least we got out. You know, did some stuff on the field, but, you know, getting the rain out, got two today.
How much has that helped the guys being able to get into the clubhouse and be able to get some work in even on days where you're rained out?
Oh, anytime you can get your work in, especially here, you know, in Mississippi, in Pearl, we have our own cage. So JJ and Danny Larson been out there hammering down the hitters, and we got out, took some BP yesterday, which was good. So it keeps them loose. Just wish we could have played last night.
What's the big thing for you to help these guys stay focused and stay mentally fresh when they haven't played really at all this week?
I mean, just getting their reps. Like yesterday, Shook was throwing a bullpen. Ernesto Martinez was, you know, standing in the bullpen, getting some tracking in. Just doing the little things, getting your drills in, keeping them locked in, and they know they're ready to go today.
You talk about that tracking. That was something Wes Clark and Brock Wilkin both did. Wilkin back in Arizona, but Wes Clark did it right before he came off the injured list. In what ways does that help a guy when he's coming back into the lineup?
Just seeing live pitching. I mean, standing in there when the pitcher's telling the catchers what's coming in their bullpen, you just try to tell the hitters to look down, just to track those pitches, you know, get a feeling of when they'd pull the trigger, what pitches are looking like. So it kind of keeps their eyes, the visualization, all that stuff going.
Is that something that you did as a player or something that you've adopted as a manager?
Both. Did it as a player. You know, anytime you're out of the lineup for a while, just being able to see some live pitching is always good. And just our hitting department does a good job, and, you know, definitely on board. You know, JJ sending guys out there, and Will and Paul out there in the pen, they know those guys will be down there standing in anytime they can.
For a doubleheader day, you, pitching coach Will Shearholz, and bullpen coach Paul Moore, you guys are all trying to figure out 14 innings worth of pitching. What does that look like as a manager game planning for 14 innings?
Easy. No, it's locked in. We got our guys that need to pitch. You know, of course, we got our two starters today, Witrowski and Shane Smith making his first start. So having those guys, and then we figure out the bullpen after that.
Talking about Shane, what's that move to the bullpen, from the bullpen to the starting role been like for him?
It's going to be great. I mean, we've lengthened him out in the bullpen. There was talks this offseason about him getting some starts in, so it's going to be great to see him out on the mound. Anytime you get a guy with that kind of stuff, you know, seeing him out there, I think it's going to be a great opportunity for him to start.
Well, and what makes him a prime candidate to go from a late-inning reliever where he was last year to now a starter as we're about a month into this year?
Like I said about just lengthening him out, I mean, you know, with Shane's stuff, you know, upper 90s fastball, you know, and good breaking ball. He's got three good pitches. So to have him start, get some length, I mean, who knows? I mean, this guy's got big league stuff.
How much has it helped, too, with this bullpen? It is a bullpen that has not been used at all this week. You covered, what, 2 1/3 innings in the doubleheader on Tuesday. How much has that helped, too, for the rest of the week? You're playing, looking at 4 games in 3 days, and everybody's available.
Well, it's good to have the pen fresh. When we were in Tennessee, we got a little thin. I mean, we had some, you know, some people go down a little bit early in the game, so we had to utilize that pen a lot. So they were getting used. It's kind of how baseball works. You know, you're either pitching a lot or you might have a little downtime in that bullpen. So it's good to have some fresh arms down there in the pen.
A few different promotions from this ball club up to AAA, one of them being Wes Clark, who came back off the injured list, decided he was going to smash baseballs all over the yard, goes to AAA, gets his first AAA home run yesterday. How proud are you of what Wes has done throughout this season, especially coming back from the injured list?
I'm really excited. I mean, that's what that guy does. He just drops tanks. I mean, hitting 26 in this league last year, and to go up there and get his first AAA home run. He had a great spring. I think he hit 4 home runs in big league camp, so he's got impressive power, so I'm really happy for him. And that was one of the positives of getting rained out yesterday. We got to watch that game and see that home run.
What was the reaction like in the clubhouse when he hit that homer?
We were fired up for him. He's a great dude. I mean, I've managed him for a couple years, had him down in Carolina League, and also Freddie Zamora going up there and having success. I think he's got 4 hits in 2 games for them and making some good plays at shortstop. So it's great to see those guys up there having success.
Well, yeah, what is it like for you to see guys who are playing regularly here in AA instantly get put into AAA regulars within a week?
Well, it's one of those things. When we move guys up, they're ready to play. So, I mean, those guys both, you know, have been in the org for a while. So for them to have an opportunity one step away from the big leagues, outstanding.
Big thing over the last couple of days, not much baseball. What's been the go-to on Netflix?
Well, I'm in the hotel, don't have Netflix. I've been surfing the HBO channels, watching a little ESPN. I think I had Titanic on for a little bit, and I'm still mad she threw the necklace in at the end of the movie. I mean, I could have given it to somebody. I mean, come on.
Skip, thanks so much as always.
You got it. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Doubleheader coming up next between the Shuckers and the Embraers.